The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. A new report is raising dire concerns about the Mounties' ability to investigate national security files. The RCMP's Management Advisory Board spent more than a year studying the Mounties' federal policing program and warns Canadian safety is at risk if things don't change. Catherine Tunney reports.
During both elections, we looked at all potential areas of concern.
That's Deputy Commissioner Mark Flynn testifying earlier this month at the Foreign Interference Inquiry. As head of federal policing for the RCMP, he oversees some of the most complex investigations in Canada, from Chinese interference to money laundering to terrorism. But a report recently obtained by CBC suggests the RCMP's ability to stay on top of those files is eroding. The RCMP's Management Advisory Board, an independent external oversight body, says federal policing is so understaffed and so underfunded, it's now at a critical stage. The report goes on to say, without major changes, public safety is at risk. Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc was not made available for an interview. In a statement, a spokesperson says the government will work with the RCMP to make sure it has enough resources. Catherine Tunney, CBC News, Ottawa.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing, meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. Blinken's hoping to work out areas of disagreement, such as Taiwan, Russia, and trade.
I look forward in these discussions to being very clear, very direct about the areas where we have differences and where the United States stands. And I have no doubt you will do the same on behalf of China. But I underscore again, it's important that we do that.
Wang said relations have been stabilizing since Chinese President Xi Jinping met with Joe Biden last November, but he's also concerned negative factors have been increasing. TikTok is not on the block, so says its Chinese parent company ByteDance. The social media platform is facing a U.S. ban over security concerns. In Canada, it's prohibited on government-owned devices, but there's no word yet whether it will be banned here. Toxic tranquilizer is increasingly showing up in New Brunswick's illicit drug supply, and harm reduction organizations say its effects are devastating. The veterinary sedative xylazine is most commonly added to opioids, and as Savannah Odd reports, its effects can't be reversed by naloxone.
There was like cocaine, fentanyl, methamphetamine, xylazine.
Debbie Warren lists some of the drugs found in tests done by her staff. Xylazine is turning up more often in New Brunswick street drugs. It's an animal tranquilizer, not approved in Canada for use in humans. Warren is executive director of Ensemble Moncton, which houses the province's only safe injection site. She says xylazine is being mixed with opioids, and naloxone, used to reverse an opioid overdose, doesn't always work.
You know, it used to be one or two doses would be effective, and now sometimes it's three and four and even five.
Public health in New Brunswick has seen one death related to xylazine in 2023 and says it is monitoring the toxic drug supply. Savannah Odd, CBC News, Fredericton.
Imagine calling 911 and being put on hold. Well, that's what's happening on Prince Edward Island, where some people are getting a recorded message telling them to stay on the line. Pat Kelly is the province's emergency management coordinator. He says the province has asked Bell Canada how often it's happening, but the company says it can't track that. Kelly says the messages have been used for decades.
It's not a frequent occurrence, but it does happen. We handle approximately over 40,000 calls a year. So there is cases where we get an influx of calls, whether it be from a motor vehicle accident or just multiple people calling in about an incident, where we just there might not be enough operators on duty at that time to be able to answer all the calls.
Kelly said of the 9,000 calls to 911 over the last 3 months, 18 of them took more than a minute to answer. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.